Joining me this morning from parts unknown, well, we can call it the Tri-Counties anyway, Stuart DeVoe. Stuart's the Chief Fire Prevention Officer for the Yarmouth Fire Department. Good morning, Stu. How are you?
Good morning, Hartley, and happy almost New Year.
Almost New Year, right. Santa Claus treated you well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It left me all the bills.
All right. Well, hey, that's what you think. We're going to talk about something that goes on New Year's. This has been happening for 16 years, and let's take a couple off there because of COVID. It is the annual polar bear dip.
And correct.
It's gonna, where does it, first off, where does this happen?
Happens at the Marlow Boat Club down at the north end of town.
Mm-hmm.
And basically everybody gathers up at the boat ramp, and at the countdown, they all run into the chilly waters and see how long they can stay there.
Yeah. Now, in order to take part in this, you have to register for this. This isn't just a show up and jump in kind of event, is it?
No, they prefer that you register. Registration forms are available at Boston Pizza. They're kind of a co-sponsor for all of this. And you must be 19, although under 19, so long as they've got a registration signed by a legal guardian, they can participate.
Okay. And so you raise money. All the money's raised from the polar bear dip go toward the fire department?
Correct. It goes into the volunteer department, and the money's used to purchase items that are not budgeted through the town.
Mm, okay. And it takes place 12 noon, and that's on New Year's Day.
Yep.
All right. So if you're worried about that now, over the past few years, I don't know, we haven't had to cut any big holes in the ice at Marlow for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years to my memory anyway.
Correct.
But there are trained firemen on hand in the water with you just in case something does happen, right?
Oh, yes. We have firefighters that are in floater suits in the water as well as on shore. And just in case something should go a little south, but fortunately we've never had that issue, but we take all the necessary precautions.
Mm. A polar bear dip is just basically what it is. You run in the water, it's cold, get the heck out.
Pretty much.
In and
pretty
out.
Much.
Yeah. That's something that I've only ever done once, and I'm not one for cold water, so I don't think I want to try it.
No, they've asked me to do it, and I said, no, I'm old and slow, but I'm not stupid.
Yeah. This has been going on for 16 years. Stuart, how many years have you been involved in this?
The full time.
All right, okay. So you remember the real snowy, icy, blowy days of doing this then?
Yes. There was one year in particular, and actually they've got it on their, the Polar Bear Club's got a Facebook page, and they do show a picture of us cutting through the ice, and it's approximately 3 or 4 inches thick, if not thicker.
Wow. So there is a Facebook page that people can go and they can check out old pictures and whatnot?
Yep. I believe it's called the Yarmouth Polar Bear Club.
And you can just go on there and check
it out. Go on there, and yeah, they've got pictures from the past. They've got a few videos. Alec Pitt is the main lead on that. He started it 16 years ago, just as a something different to do. And he figured, well, let's raise money, and we were the first ones to come to his mind.
I think Alec's been doing it for 16 years because he's there every year.
He started it, and he has never given it up. Again, with the exception of the first 2 years of COVID. Last year, they did go ahead with it. We were, as a department, we were a little uncomfortable with COVID, just, you know, with the restrictions being released and that. So we kind of shied away. But he did have himself and two others that took the plunge. So you can't find anybody more dedicated than Alec.
Mm. To pick up a registration form to become a polar bear and do the dip, where are registration forms available?
Boston Pizza.
Okay, that's the only place you can get one?
To the best of my knowledge.
Okay.
He does have, one can be sent out by him at Warpedone, warpedone.ap@gmail.com.
Okay, and if you send an email there, you'll get a response.
You get a... yeah.
Just as easy to go to Boston Pizza and pick one up.
Just as easy to go to Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
And at the end of the polar bear dip, the boathouse opens, I believe, approximately an hour beforehand for registration. There's change rooms in there for the participants to get ready and then to get warmed up afterwards, and then at the end, all the participants go out to Boston Pizza, and Boston Pizza treats us to pizza and hot soup.
Oh, awesome. Let's go back for a second. When you said registration at the Milo Boat Club, does that mean, like, if I show up at the last minute and say, oh, I forgot to show up at Boston Pizza and get my registration, can I register at the last minute there?
I do believe you can.
Okay.
That's not part of my thing,
okay.
But I do believe, I know we've had people, we had one year, we had five exchange students that were there watching, and after everybody went in, they wanted to go in. I mean, they just did it for the heck of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all about funds.
That's right. And just make a donation. Make a donation to the Florida Press.
Yeah, contribute whatever, it's all going to a good cause, and Dave, Alec and his troop of followers, they've dedicated themselves over the past 16 years. And everybody has fun. I asked him if he could remember how old the oldest one was. And he said it was a gentleman in his 70s. I thought there was a lady in her 80s, but I'll go with him. The oldest was a gentleman in his 70s, and he thinks the youngest was 11 years old.
Wow. Once again, this is happening at the Milo Boat Club. It is on New Year's Day, 12 noon it takes place. It is put on by the Yarmouth Fire Department. It's been going on 16 years. There will be people on. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. It's put on by the Yarmouth Polar Bear Club in association with Boston Pizza on behalf of the fire department.
Gotcha. That sounds better. All right. So drop into Boston Pizza, pick up a registration form, and get involved in. And even if you got to just run in, run out in a hurry just to say you did it, at least you took part in it.
Exactly. And what better remedy for the morning after the night before?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I only done it once. Stuart, thanks a lot for taking some time with me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Hart, and hope to see a bunch of the Yarmouthians down there, either to participate or support those who are participating.
That is the Polar Bear Dip, and it's happening 12 noon, New Year's Day, at the Milo Boat Club in Yarmouth, and you can get your registration form at Boston Pizza Fire Department.